Ruth Bader Ginsburg, rest in peace. Good morning, Boston. Okay, my friends, the political world has now changed in the last 72 hours upon the announcement Friday evening that RBG, as she was known, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the leader of the liberal wing on the Supreme Court, passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 87. And it has now ignited the mother of all political judicial battles. What is at stake is the heart and soul of the Supreme Court. Since Roe v. Wade, for the last 45, 50 years, liberals have held essentially a majority on the court. Even now, John Roberts consistently sided with the four other liberal justices. Conservatives have been denied a real conservative majority for many, many years. In fact, for decades. Now, for the first time within my lifetime, we are on potentially the cusp of a real conservative majority. And the liberals, there's no other way to put it, are going absolutely berserk, apoplectic. You just heard the news feed from WBZ about Ed Markey, Senator Markey, Malarkey, saying if we win in November, we are going to break the judicial filibuster and we are going to pack the Supreme Court. We'll add two justices, four justices, six justices. We're going to pack the court the way FDR tried to do it in 1938 and was strongly rebuffed by Congress and the American people. They are now that desperate because they know that their control, their iron grip over the Supreme Court is now slowly slipping away. Now, listen to President Trump. When he got the news on Friday, he had just finished a rally in Minnesota. He had not heard that RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had passed away. Listen to his reaction. Roll cut 8, Christian.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
The reaction from the left, from liberals, from Democrats, was nowhere near as classy or as gracious as that of Trump. To say they went apoplectic is to put it mildly. Chuck Schumer, within 15 minutes, let me repeat this, because now the liberal media is repeating a lie, that somehow Mitch McConnell has politicized the death of RBG, that Mitch McConnell couldn't allow her to lay in rest, to have a wake, have a proper funeral, that he already apparently now is pushing for a nominee to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the high court, when in fact it had nothing to do with Mitch McConnell. Within 15 minutes, 1-5, not even half an hour, 15 minutes after Bader Ginsburg's death was announced, Schumer sent out a tweet, then sent out a statement saying that under no circumstances should Mitch McConnell and President Trump even think about filling the vacancy left by Ruth Bader Ginsburg until after the election. When the Democrats believe Biden will win, that they will retake the Senate, and then they can ram through nominee after nominee for the Supreme Court and pass their radical left-wing agenda. This was politicized by Schumer and the Democrats. They couldn't let her wait a day or two before talking about her replacement. Now, when the Democrats were pushing about, you can't nominate, you can't nominate, you can't fill her seat, President Trump was like, why can't I? Mitch McConnell then issued a statement saying, the president sends me a nominee, I will take up the nominee, as is my constitutional right to do so, and as is the president's constitutional and legal right to do so. He's not president for 3 years. He's president for 4 years. He was elected in 2016. His term started January 2017, and that term goes on, win or lose in November, until January of 2021. So he's got every right to nominate who he wants. That is his right. And Mitch McConnell, as the leader of the Senate Republicans, and the Republicans took the Senate in 2018, They gained seats in the Senate against Obama. They gained seats in 2014 against Obama. In other words, they have a mandate in the Senate to elect and nominate and appoint constitutionalist judges and constitutionalist justices to the Supreme Court. There's no debate here. What the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to prevent the Republicans from exercising their lawful constitutional authority. So listen now to Nancy Pelosi. Here is Nancy Pelosi telling George Stephanopoulos, if they go forward with this, even impeachment is no longer off the table. We may impeach the president. I'm not kidding. Roll cut 25, Christian.
Some have mentioned the possibility, if they try to push through a nominee in a lame duck session, that you and the House could move to impeach President Trump or Attorney General Barr as a way of stalling and preventing the Senate from acting on this nomination.
Well, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now. But the fact is, we have a big challenge in our country. This president has threatened to not even accept the results of the election with statements that he and his henchmen have made. So right now, our main goal, and I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg would want that to be, would be to protect the integrity of the election as we protect the American people from the coronavirus.
Stephanopoulos, Steffi, by the way, what a pathetic softball interview. I watched it yesterday. I'm like, you call yourself a journalist? You're a joke. Honestly, you're an absolute joke. What a Democratic hack. But let that go. So Steffi was like, this may actually be a news story. I may actually break news for once in my life. So he asked, sir, I just want to make sure you're not taking impeachment off the table. Listen, this is the very bizarre answer. Listen to the piranha, to Pigliosi's answer. Roll cut 26, Christian.
To be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. That is when we weigh the equities, protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver.
Good morning. It's Sunday morning. I'm so full of myself. That was her kind of wink, wink, we will impeach. Wink, wink, we may go after him one more time. Based on what? The president doesn't have the right to nominate a Supreme Court justice? By the way, do you know how many presidents have nominated Supreme Court justices in an election year? Dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Now, whether the Senate takes it up for a vote, whether the Senate confirms, whether the Senate denies, that's something else. But now the President of the United States apparently doesn't even have the right to nominate a justice in an election year. So I guess they should have impeached Obama then when he nominated Merrick Garland by that logic. I mean, this is how insane this is getting. So go ahead. You want to impeach, you're going to make an absolute, you already made a joke of it, but now you're going to make a real joke of the impeachment process by impeaching him for as lawfully and constitutionally as he possibly can exercise his powers. If he can't nominate a Supreme Court justice, then this is a mockery. You're making an absolute mockery of the Constitution. No, the real response, ironically, to the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg was summed up by this liberal woman. It's gone millions of views. It was, I believe, on TikTok, on social media. People are laughing at her. People are laughing at liberals for how they're melting down over this. But her reaction sums it up beautifully. She's driving her car, and as she's driving her car, she hears the news that RBG has passed away. This is priceless. Roll cut 18, Christian.
You guys, I'm driving your car, but I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Could this year get any worse? Ruth, you just had to make it to 2021.
That sums it up, I think, beautifully. They are melting down. Should the president put a nominee forth, and should Mitch McConnell fill the vacancy of RBG before the election? Your calls next. /619 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay. A judicial political earthquake was triggered on Friday with the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died at 87 of pancreatic cancer. She had been battling cancer for many, many, many years. On her deathbed, according to her daughter, or sorry, her granddaughter, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said her dying wish is that she should be replaced by a quote-unquote new president, meaning not President Trump, and that this should be done after the election. Let me ask you, it is the Cooner Country poll question of the day, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. What should the Senate do to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement? What should Mitch McConnell and the Senate do? Should they fill the nomination before the election, A, or B, should they wait till after the election? You can vote on my Twitter page, at the Cooner Report, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R, online, WRKO.com, WRKO.com. Democrats were all on the same page. The liberal elite establishment media, the Democratic fake news media complex, all of them on the exact same page, whether it was Meet the Press, ABC, Steffi Stephanopoulos, whether it was CNN, MS Left BC, it really didn't matter. They were all echoing the same point. Republicans denied Merrick Garland, Obama's nominee in 2016, a vote. They said that it had to be done after the election. Now they're holding Republicans to that line, saying by them trying to get someone in now is an exercise in power, raw power, and pure hypocrisy. Listen to Biden. They had to drag him from the basement, but they put that talking point on his teleprompter and listen to what he said. Roll cut one, Christian.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. This was the position of the Republican Senate took in 2016 when there were almost 10 months to go before the election. That's the position the United States Senate must take today.
Yeah, what about your position? In 2016, what was your position? Your position in 2016 is get him through now. The president won. The president has the right to pick his nominee. The Senate should give the Merrick Garland a vote no matter what. So, you know, you're acting like Republicans are being hypocritical here. The biggest hypocrite in the room is a you. 617-266-6868. So, are Republicans being hypocritical? Number one. And number two, should RBG's seat, the one that she held, that's now vacant, should it be filled by Trump and Mitch McConnell before the election or wait till there's a new president after the election? 617-266-6868. Lines are blazing. Let's go to Mike in Quincy. Thanks for holding, Mike, and welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
I think we're looking hypocritical on this. I really do. I was hoping this wasn't going to be an issue. You know, I was thinking about this, too. Like, every so couple of weeks, I'd be like, I hope she survives. I mean, you don't want somebody to die, but you know that she was on her last leg. And I'm like, I didn't want this to be an issue before the election. And so that's what worries me a little bit. But, yeah, come on. I mean, we're hypocrites on this. I don't know what to say. It doesn't look – I don't think it looks good. The good thing is I don't think a lot of people know about this stuff either, but I think it'll galvanize their base a little bit.
See, Mike, I disagree. I think it's going to super galvanize the Trump base. I'll be honest with you. In fact, I think this is probably going to hand the election to Trump. And I'll tell you why, Mike. I'll give it to you for two reasons. Number one, let's say the shoe was reversed, just for the sake of argument. There was a President Hillary now or a President Joe Biden, and Chuck Schumer was now the Senate Majority Leader. Do you think there is anywhere in the universe that they wouldn't ram this thing through? They would ram this thing through. Oh, Mike, they do it so fast your head would spin. So their argument is completely hypocritical. Now, Mike, on the second point, and this is the key point, and I thought Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz was brilliant on this yesterday, and I'm going to play some cuts. Throughout American history, almost every time the president and the Senate were held by the same party, and there was an election year vacancy in the Supreme Court, it has been filled. 10 times it was held by different parties. Either the Senate was of one party and the presidency was of another. Only 2 times has it been filled. And the reason, Mike, is simple. The Senate is supposed to act as a check on the president of the opposing party. That's why it's hard to get something through during an election year. But when you have what Trump did and what Mitch McConnell did, which is they campaigned on the Supreme Court in 2016, they won. In the midterms of 2018, remember this was after Brett Kavanaugh, they campaigned on the issue of the Supreme Court and the Senate got even 2 more seats. So politically, electorally, Trump and McConnell have a Democratic mandate, small d. A Democratic mandate, an electoral mandate to put through a replacement for RBG. They have it. Trump didn't win for 3 years. He won for 4 years. Mitch McConnell, when they won in 2018, it wasn't for 2 years, for 1 year. It was for 2 years. So, you know, as Obama said, elections have consequences. Trump and McConnell ran on the Supreme Court. They won on the Supreme Court. They have every right now to pick their nominee.
Hope you're right.
Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate it. 617-266-6868 is the number. Tell me if you agree, disagree. I want to hear from you. And the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is it being politicized? Or should they wait? The Democrats say they need to wait to find a fill-in, a replacement. Trump says you'll have a nominee by this week. Your call's next. .632 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, we are about to get involved in one of the most intense political legal wars. You thought Brett Kavanaugh was bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was the leader, the heart and soul of the liberal wing of the Supreme Court, passed away Friday night. And the Democrats, I've never seen anything like this, really. melting down is not the right word. They're going berserk. They're going insane. Within 15 minutes, it was Schumer who threatened the Republicans, Mitch McConnell and Trump, saying, don't you even think about filling her vacancy until after the election. He now has threatened to pack the Supreme Court should Democrats win in November. Pelosi is now threatening to impeach the president. They are now vowing to use every means at their disposal to stop this, including, by the way, targeting Trump, targeting McConnell, targeting Susan Collins, target anyone that they feel they need to target. So over the weekend, crowds began showing up in front of Mitch McConnell's house, threatening him and his family should he dare to take up a nominee that Trump has vowed to put forward sometime this week. Later in the show, I'm going to get into some of the nominees the president is thinking about that are on his list, his short list. But the fact of the matter is, the Democrats now are saying there will be blood should you dare to put forward any nominee before the election. Listen now to Hillary Rotten Clinton saying you have to do everything in your power. Remember, she's the one that said don't concede the election under any circumstances to Joe Biden. Well, now she's saying whether it's impeachment, whether it's packing the Supreme Court, whether it's breaking the filibuster, whether it's protesting and rioting on the streets, whether it's threatening Mitch McConnell, you do whatever you got to do because we cannot lose control of the Supreme Court. And believe me, if Trump puts forward his nominee and McConnell puts it to a vote, we will lose control, which we haven't lost in over 50 years. Roll cut 15, Christian.
Democrats who are in the Senate will have to use every single possible maneuver that is available to them to make it clear that they are not going to permit Mitch McConnell to enact the greatest travesty, the monument to hypocrisy that would arise from him attempting to fill this position.
617-266-6868. You can also text us, WRKO, whatever your message is, to 70470. Just please write WRKO in your text. We share a text line with other stations. And the text line again, 7470, or you can email me. This is from Kevin, and Kevin hits the nail right on the head. Jeff, you know as well as I that if the roles were reversed, and the Dems held the White House and the majority in the Senate, they would have had a nominee named within 10 minutes of RBG's death. All the Dems are really saying to the president and the Republicans as they stamp their feet is, don't you dare do what we would do. Bingo. That's why I'm urging the president, put this today. If you can, put the nominee out today or tomorrow, as quickly as possible. And Mitch, get started. Get the confirmation process started and get this nominee through before the election, because it's exactly what the Democrats would do. This is from Dave the Big Kahuna. Jeff, damn Schumer and the Dems, full speed ahead. We cannot go into the election cycle with a 4-4 Supreme Court because of the legal challenges promised us by the Democrats. Push the nomination forward just as they would. Ted Cruz highlighted this on Saturday. We must have a 9-member court. He says, thanks again for another great show. No, thanks again for another great email, Dave. Listen now. I want to get to the calls, I promise. But listen now to Ted Cruz. He was brilliant with Stephanopoulos. He was brilliant with Sean Hannity. He's the one now that's really making the intellectual case, and I think it's a brilliant case, on why Trump and McConnell need to move now. The quicker, the better. Roll cut 9, Christian.
And I believe that the president should next week nominate a successor to the court. And I think it is critical that the Senate takes up and confirms that successor before Election Day. There's going to be enormous pressure from the media. There's going to be enormous pressure from Democrats to delay filling this vacancy. But this election, this nomination is why Donald Trump was elected. This confirmation is why the voters voted for a Republican majority in the Senate.
He's dead on. He's dead on. Freedom of speech, religious liberty, the Second Amendment, Obamacare, illegal immigration, amnesty, Roe v. Wade, abortion. It is all on the line. And if Trump nominates who I think he will, which is either Amy Coney Barrett, please God, let it be Amy Coney Barrett, or a Barbara Lagoa, the liberal majority on the Supreme Court is over. Trump will have buried the liberal majority. 617-266-6868. John in Hingham. Thanks for holding, John, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, John.
If Democrats and Justice Ginsburg were that concerned with keeping that seat, liberal and activist, they had an opportunity to do that if she had simply resigned or retired during Obama's administration. But I believe Justice Ginsburg wanted to be a justice with Hillary as president. They gambled. They lost. It's Trump's opportunity to fill that seat.
So, John, if you were to vote in that poll question, should Trump and McConnell fill that vacancy before the election or wait till after the election? You would be A, do it before the election.
He should fill it before, and he should nominate someone today.
Amen. John, amen, and thank you for that call. 617-266-6868. Let's go to Jay in Wareham. Thanks for holding, Jay, and welcome.
Hey, Tuna, how are we doing today, buddy?
I'm feeling very good right now, Jay.
Me too. It's a good week. Can't wait to see who our president puts up there, because he should. I'll tell you right now, main reasons why. America, you need to listen to this. I don't know if everybody saw AOC calling to radicalize everybody. Are we kidding ourselves right now? We have somebody in office, sitting in her seat, talking like this, radicalize America. The unrest shouldn't stop, Harris says, and it won't. They're all calling for chaos. They're calling, without saying it, they're calling for a revolutionary war. They're saying they're not going to agree to the, you know, to, oh, don't concede. Don't concede. All America, wake up. The left is the locust disease on this country at this point. There is no more Democrats. There is no more JFK Democrats. And that's why I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like 80% of the normal Democrats out there, they're going for Trump. It's going to be, I think it's going to be 50 red states. California can't even stand their lockdowns anymore. It's ridiculous. He needs to put somebody up there today, this week, tomorrow, the latest. Our Senate needs to push this forward. This is huge. We cannot have a deadlock with this election coming up. They've said nothing but civil unrest. It's insanity. I mean, calling to radicalize people, like this should radicalize everybody. I mean, what country are we living in right now? Where do these people come from?
No, I agree, Jay. I really agree. And thank you very much for that call. Look, one of the things I found most stunning, I don't know if you saw this week with George Stephanopoulos. He has that panel at the end. The show ended with Rahm Emanuel. And Rahm Emanuel, essentially, it was a veiled threat. He said, you go forward with this. First, he says, it's bad for the Republican Party. Like, what do you care about the Republican Party, Rahm? Okay, dead fish. But let that go. The last line was, and it'll destroy the country. Now, that was like, wink, wink. You put forward a real conservative nominee, we're going to burn this country down. So you're going to burn if you lose on election night. You're going to burn if he puts through a conservative nominee. You're going to burn if he if he's ahead on election night. So what is this now? Is this the new playbook? It's just riot, burn, and loot. This is not what the Democratic Party stands for. Should Trump fill that seat now? Your calls next. .649 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Kuhner, Boston's bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay. Apparently, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, on her deathbed, told her granddaughter, this is what her granddaughter told the media, and the Democrats have been running with it now for the last 72 hours, that it was her wish that a new president, i.e. someone other than Donald Trump, President Trump, name her replacement and successor. In other words, it had to be Biden, and it had to be after the election. Listen now to Joe Biden saying, to honor the legacy of RBG, Trump, McConnell, and the Republicans owe it to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and to her legacy and to her memory to wait till after the election. Roll cut 34, Christian.
Her granddaughter said yesterday and said publicly that her dying words were, quote, "My most fervent wish is that I not be replaced until a new president is installed." As a nation, we should heed her final call to us, not as a personal service to her, but as a service to the country, our country, at a crossroads.
Number one, Ginsburg herself in 2016, after Obama nominated Merrick Garland, said that it was the responsibility of the president to nominate someone to fill a Supreme Court vacancy, and it was the responsibility of the Senate to take up that nomination and give it an up or down vote. So she herself in 2016 argued against what she allegedly said on her deathbed. That's number one. Number two, I don't know how to break the news to the libs, and with all due respect to the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that's not your seat. That doesn't have your name attached to it. That's the Supreme Court seat that you happen to be filling for 20-some years. But after you pass away, it's up to the president to decide and the Senate whether they want to vote on it. So what her dying wish was, with all due respect, is irrelevant. She's not the president of the United States. She wasn't democratically elected. She was not the. She's not the majority leader of the Senate. This to me is incredible. Now, listen to Nancy Pelosi. I played that cut earlier. I want to play it again. Now, to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg, allegedly, should Trump make a move this week, she's now saying, we're not taking impeachment off the table. We'll impeach him again if we need to. Roll cut 25, Christian.
Some have mentioned the possibility, if they try to push through a nominee in a lame duck session, that you and the House could move to impeach President Trump or Attorney General Barr as a way of stalling and preventing the Senate from acting on this nomination.
Well, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now. But the fact is, we have a big challenge in our country. This president has threatened to not even accept the results of the election with statements that he and his henchmen have made. So right now, our main goal, and I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg would want that to be, would be to protect the integrity of the election as we protect the American people from the coronavirus.
In other words, tie the government down with an impeachment so the Senate cannot take up the nomination of whoever Trump nominates. They're even talking about shutting the, I swear, Michael Moore is urging them to shut the entire government down. Just shut it down. So this way they can't even deliberate on a nominee. Used scorched earth tactics, do what you have to do. 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us WRKO, whatever your message is, to 70470. This is from Larry. Jeff, I've always wanted my own henchmen. Where do I order them? Amazon? July 2016 interview, RBG herself said there's a constitutional responsibility to fill the seat. Three, RBG could have stepped down at any point during Obama's administration, guaranteeing a young radical on the bench for a couple generations. Four, and finally, words don't matter. The Constitution does. Bingo, Larry. 617-266-6868. This is from Greg. Elections have consequences. To Nancy and Chucky, elections have consequences. Now, I want to play a quick cut. Let's go to Hillary Clinton. Even she had to admit in her interview, well, yeah, the president really is the one with the constitutional responsibility to nominate. Roll cut 13, Christian.
I would argue on the underlying original intent of the Constitution and the founders that presidents have a right to appoint judges to fill vacancies.
There, full stop. So what are we talking about? What's the argument? 617-266-6868 is the number. Tony in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Tony, and welcome.
Good morning. This will be short and sweet. The country did not want Hillary Clinton for president for 4 years. Can you imagine her on the Supreme Court for life?
Oh, you think Biden would nominate her?
Well, she said she's ready to serve.
Ah, Tony. Interesting. Thank you very much for that call. You know, I think you're right. I think that is literally the reason why she's saying scorched earth, do whatever you got to do to block this seat from being filled, because she's banking on Biden winning, and then he's going to pay back her support by nominating her to the Supreme Court with a hopefully a Democratic Senate from their point of view to rubber stamp it. That's why she wants this thing blocked at all costs. 617-266-6868. Matt on Cape Cod. Thanks for holding, Matt, and welcome.
Jeff, good morning.
Hi.
Jeff, once again, the Democrats have nobody to blame but themselves. All they have to do is look in the mirror, because it was Harry Reid back in 2016 that, again, for their quest for ultimate power, was the one that changed the Senate rules to a simple majority. So right now, it is blown up in their faces once again. And I got to tell you, the shape that the country's in and what we're going through with this mail-in voting fraud and the chaos that was going to happen from it, again, I believe it's divine intervention that this woman, unfortunately, passed away, but it gave us an opportunity, and Trump an opportunity, to put a judge on that court that would be a constitutionalist, a conservative, that if this election goes that way into chaos and it does go to the Supreme Court, they will rule and vote and rule against these shenanigans that are going on and all this fraud that's going to happen in this election.
Well, you know, Matt, one of the things that to me I just found absolutely outrageous is Ruth Bader Ginsburg was really sick the last couple of years of her life. I mean, she could barely do her job. She was in and out of the hospital every 2 weeks, and she hung on and hung on and hung on because she wanted to wait till after the election, hoping that Trump would lose in November. And for her to politicize her position like that, and then allegedly on her deathbed to say, you know, don't fill my seat until there's a new president. Well, what she's saying is, even if Trump wins in November, you have to wait another 4 years to fill her seat, because God forbid Trump should be the one that fills her seat. Well, you don't have the right to do that. This is not your seat for you to dictate.
Jeff, I know exactly what this woman was saying. She was just as political as any other animal in Washington. And I got to tell you, like you said before, it was the point I was going to make. If she was so concerned and she was ill, she could have stepped down and stepped aside 4 years ago under Obama. But again, it's about power. It's about ego. It's about power and her staying there. And now on her deathbed, whether she said that to her granddaughter or not, I have no idea. I wasn't there. But I know the Democrats will say that to politicize it, which they are.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter. I mean, I thought Larry had the quote of the day. Words don't matter. The Constitution does. Back with your reaction and calls. Great call, Matt. Back with your calls in 60 seconds.